Support for Music Crossroads of Texas on FM 89.1 comes from the Blue Light Live. Located in the heart of Lubbock's Depot District at 1806 Buddy Holly Avenue, the Blue Light Live features daily live music ranging from national touring acts to local artists in an intimate setting. Each Monday is the long-standing original singer-songwriter night where both up-and-coming and experienced songwriters perform. The Blue Light Live, serving Americana music in Lubbock, Texas. More information is at thebluelightlive.com. In 1999, the Texas Legislature passed House Concurrent Resolution No. 65, designating West Texas the Music Crossroads of Texas. The formal resolution recognizes the diversity and rich heritage of our music and that West Texas musicians make a significant contribution to the state's culture. The roster of our musicians is long, and these notable artists sang our stories to the globe and created the soundtracks of our lives. Welcome to the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. This week, we begin looking at guitar players from West Texas. It seems like West Texas has produced more guitar players than any other region in Texas. Jesse Guitar Taylor is best remembered as the ferocious lead guitarist behind country maverick Joe Ely. Taylor was born in Lubbock, Texas in 1950. Inspired by groups like The Ventures, he began playing guitar as an adolescent and by age 15 was serving in Jimmy Dale Gilmore's first group, the T. Nickel House Band. After pursuing a career as a Golden Gloves boxer, Taylor channeled all of his energies into music and became the first white act to earn a residency in Lubbock's renowned Stubbs Barbecue. While touring the UK with Joe Ely, the two befriended the legendary punk band The Clash, whom they supported on the road in 1979. Taylor exited Ely's ranks 2 years later, settled in Austin, and collaborated with Billy Joe Shaver, Butch Hancock, and Townes Van Zandt, among others. He later began painting and was the subject of several gallery exhibits. For his solo efforts, Taylor released Last Night in 1990, Texas Tattoo in 1998, and Southside Guitar, a project with fellow guitarist John X. Reed in 2001. Unfortunately, Taylor died on March 7, 2006. Here's the song Caveman from Texas Tattoo. We'll be right back. Tommy Ossoff was a Grammy Award winner who started his musical career in Claremore, Oklahoma in 1949 with the Oklahoma Swingbillies. He worked with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys and was the lead guitarist for Buddy Holly on the Winter Dance Party Tour. After Buddy died, Ossoff returned to Odessa, Texas, where he worked with Ronnie Smith and Roy Orbison and produced Willie Nelson. In 1968, he moved to Nashville, where he did session work and produced Bob Wills' 24 great hits by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. In 1979, he started a club, Tommy's Heads Up Saloon, in Fort Worth, Texas. It was named after the ill-fated coin flip he had with Richie Valens on February 2, 1959, that saved Ossoff's life. Throughout his career, he produced records for numerous musicians. He played guitar or bass on over 6,500 recording sessions before his passing on January 11, 2017. Here is Tommy Ossoff playing lead guitar on the Buddy Holly and the Crickets recording, It's So Easy, from 1958.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. People tell me love's for fools, so here I go, breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy.
Doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
Seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has learned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
Seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has turned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
Seems so easy.
Well, where you concerned, my heart has turned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Born in 1943 into a musical family, David Box was to grow up in an environment where singing and music were a way of life. Given his background, it's not surprising that he developed a well-formed singing voice from a very early age. To develop David's musical abilities further, his father, known as Boxy, who was a seasoned fiddle player himself, bought him a guitar and taught him his initial chords. Aside from his family, the biggest influence on David's playing was Buddy Holly. In 1958, Box formed the Ravens, a group in the style of the Crickets. The group cut some demos at a local studio, and these demos led to him joining the Crickets to record Peggy Sue Got Married, and his song, Don't You Know. After his session with the Crickets, David returned to Lubbock to complete school and play music. During this time, he became friends with Roy Orbison. David went to Nashville and recorded his song, Something Nice, and found himself on tour with the Everly Brothers. In 1964, he recorded Little Lonely Summer Girl. The song was a localized hit in and around Houston. To promote the single, David traveled to Houston and played some gigs with the local band Buddy and the Kings. Flying to a local gig in October of 1964, the plane crashed, killing everyone on board. David was only 21. David Box was inducted into the West Texas Walk of Fame in 2006. Here's his song, Little Lonely Summer Girl.
I was there with you. Oh, little lonely
Born in 1950, David Halley was a new generation of Texas singer-songwriter. Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Joe Ely recorded his songs Rain Just Falls on Gilmore's Fair and Square album and Hard Livin' on Ely's Musta Nada Got a Lotta. Growing up in Texas, Halley met artists such as Gilmore, Ely, and Butch Hancock and was soon performing in bands in Denver and Austin. His breakthrough came in 1987 when Keith Whitley enjoyed a top 10 hit with Halley's song Hard Livin'. After that, he teamed up with Gilmore as his band leader. Other commissions followed, including time with Nancy Griffith, Ray Wiley Hubbard, and Darden Smith. He also played with Sid Straw, who played on Halley's Stray Dog Talk. Mainly rooted in the country tradition, this was a strong album of simple, direct compositions. Less linear and more abstract was the belated follow-up Broken Spell, with his influences drawn from rock and jazz. From the album Broken Spell, here is Hometown.
Come on down.
Originally from Cleveland, Ohio, Susan Grisanti was an internationally known multi-award-winning guitarist who performed solo concerts and with orchestras throughout the U.S. and Europe for over three decades. She had many mentors, but moved to Lubbock to study guitar performance at Texas Tech University with Dr. James Bogle. Her numerous endorsements established her as the first lady of classical guitar in the Southwest. For years, she taught many students at the Park Tower Guitar Studios. Her music appeared on National Public Radio's Classical Guitar Live. For today's show, Susan Grisanti performs Jazz Vignette, composed by Dr. James Bogle. His composition won an Arthur J. Bitker Award for Music Composition. It is followed by another Bogle composition entitled Souvenir. Thank you. listening to KTTZ 89.1 and the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. Dustin Garrett is a Lubbock native who has played lead guitar for 20 years and has years of live performance credit. At a very young age, Dustin began singing at a professional level. At only 10 years old, he headlined the Bill Anderson Hour at the Grand Ole Opry. He attended South Plains College in Levelland, Texas, and earned a degree in commercial music. In the summer of 2010, Dustin began a trek to become the next undiscovered King of the Blues, a contest through Guitar Center. He was a top five national contender. Returning to Texas, he was music director at the historic Cactus Theater in Lubbock for 5 years. He remains an active musician and continues to work as a senior music director, producer, and musician for Caldwell Entertainment's concert production division. From his solo album, Inspiration, here is Dustin Garrett's blues original, Devil's Hand.
I could hear the music calling, didn't know which way to go. I got my shot at fortune when I felt the fire down below. My soul was the payment to receive the gift of you. Yeah, the devil's got his hand on me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. To be a time when things were going right, nothing I saw to worry or to break my foolish mind. When I lost all I ever had, well, I knew my friends were few. The devil's got his hand on me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Oh, what am I gonna do? For eternity, you know I had to pay my dues, but the preacher saw it coming when he heard me play the blues. All I've got is this guitar, and I've got nothing left to lose. I've got nothing
John Sprott was born in Fort Worth, Texas, before his family moved to Lubbock in 1960. He started from humble beginnings and played with a number of local blues and country bands until 1980, when he, Dennis Jones, and Greg Gilbreth formed a band that became the Nelsons. It later included Donnie Allison on vocals. The Punkabilly group entered the MTV Basement Tapes contest in 1983 and won the semifinal round. The Nelsons recorded an EP in 1984 and a CD in 1990. Through the years, the group opened for acts including The Culture Club and Billy Idol and jammed with Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. After the Nelsons, Sprott formed the fearless and incomparable Texas Blues Butchers with Kevin Mackey and Sean Frankhauser, and later joined by Stephen Shaw, a.k.a. Elvis T. Busboy. Sprott has been a part of several other music ventures, including D.G. Fluellen's House of Doom and Story of a Rebel with Jeffrey Duke Patterson. In 2004, he was named one of the five Buddy Texas Tornadoes of guitar and bass. In 2006, Sprott released his first full-length album entitled Ain't Worried. Here's the title track to that album.
Walking up a turn road, driving up a highway, running like a hound dog, I'm drinking up my pay. I'd have one or two. Dragging like a trailer over on the shoulder, cussing like a sailor when the rain is blowing colder. Four seasons, you got to push on. Give a damn. I know there's a better way, better safer for a better man. I saw stars just before I go through. But don't worry about me.
Robin Griffin and Tony Adams are both great guitar players that have spent decades together playing in bands. The Robin Griffin Band's self-titled album featured Robin on guitar and vocals and Tony on lead guitar. From that album, here's the instrumental Ricky's Boogie, which also features the bass talents of Braxton Howell and drum work of Jaime Moreno. John X. Reed is an Austin-based blues and alternative country guitarist. Reed began playing guitar and traditional fiddle music at the age of 8 with his father and grandfather on a farm in eastern New Mexico. His playing continued into the 1950s and 60s in Amarillo and Lubbock, Texas. John X. began playing guitar with the Supernatural Family Band almost immediately after Jimmy Dale Gilmore introduced them around 1976. He continued his association with the Hancock family playing with the Tejana Dames. One could hear in his playing his purity of conviction and dedication to the soul of individual styles, particularly roots music. As Charlene Hancock pointed out, everyone that John ever plays with considers him to be their guitar player. These artists include Doug Somm, Alvin Crowe, and Rocky Erickson of the 13th Floor Elevators, to name only a few. John X co-produced with Tommy X, hence Dos Equis, the CD Austin Tea Party on Akashic Records. John also recorded with his longtime friend Jesse Guitar Taylor a CD of guitar instrumentals called Southside Guitar, released on South Congress Records in 2002. From that record, here is John X. Reed and Glenn Fukunaga's War Baby. Listening to the Music Crossroads of Texas on 89.1. Tom Blackburn was born May 14, 1960 at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. His family moved often before arriving in Lubbock in 1972. 2 years later, he saw Deep Purple's infamous performance at the California Jam on TV and was deeply influenced. He pretended to play guitar using a yardstick with fret marks drawn on it until his family gave him his own guitar for Christmas. In 1980, while attending Texas Tech, Blackburn helped form the band Dune with keyboardist Mark Murray. Dune was an instrumental jazz rock fusion band influenced by Gentle Giant, King Crimson, and Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Many different collaborations with other musicians followed, the most successful one being Asparagus Nightmares with Mark Murray, Johnny Ray, and Mark Matos. In 1985, they recorded an album at Don Caldwell Studios. The resulting album sold well in local record stores and aired as far away as Dallas, Texas. The album also came to the attention of musician artist Terry Allen, who used music from the album to accompany his eucalyptus tree sculpture exhibit at the University of California, San Diego. After Asparagus Nightmares disbanded, Tom again joined with Mark Murray to form Mosquito Bites, along with Kevin Powell on bass and Alan Crossland on drums, and released a self-titled album. He then moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. While in Albuquerque, he enjoyed working with a jazz group called the Electric Beatniks. In Portland, he played with Odin Zitch and Dialectic Flowers. In Seattle, he joined a swing band, Purple Passion, and helped form a ska surf punk band called The Royal Tees. In 2017, he returned to Albuquerque and continues to play. For the Mosquito Bites album, here's the instrumental, Still Breeze. Born in Port Lavaca, Texas, Pete Orta moved to Lubbock at age 6. He began playing guitar at 4 years old and at 18 left home to pursue a music career. In 1996, Orta joined the band Petra and helped contribute to the band's success in the late 1990s. His awards include a gold record, a Dove Award, 3 Grammy nominations, and a Grammy in 2000 for the album Double Take. In 2000, he left Petra and embarked on a solo career. After releasing a solo album and working on a few other projects with well-known musicians, he left the music industry and founded the nonprofit In Triumph to help at-risk young adults. Here is the title track from his solo album, Born Again.
messed up little crazy kid, a runaway child and a bottle of spit, and everybody tried to be the one to save me. No way, it was never gonna be enough.
Close out today's show with Doug Stapp. Born in Lubbock, Texas in 1977, he has played guitar for over 30 years. Stapp has been playing since he was 13 years old with various local bands like Junkhead, Mute, and Flashback. In 2002, he released his first solo album, Static, as a self-release on Zoink Records. The release allowed him to tour as a supporting act for Yngwie Malmsteen and Jeff Tate, among others. Because of a parody cover of Britney Spears' You Drive Me Crazy, the CD was a hit in Japan and picked up by Nightmare Records for Japanese release. In 2007, he released his second solo album, The Earth Says Hello, on the Progressive Arts Music label. His cover of Edgar Winter's Frankenstein with Scott Stein was featured on a compilation CD called Guitar Masters Volume 1, along with artists like Joe Satriani, Zakk Wylde, Jeff Beck, John Paul Jones, and many more. Stapp was featured in a book called Recording Techniques of the Guitar Masters, written by Brian Tarquin. He continues to record and play live and recently took over the ownership of Rouse Records in Lubbock, Texas. Over the past few months, Doug has personally helped me to collect West Texas music for the Music Crossroads of Texas radio show. Thanks, Doug. So from his album, Static, here is Get a Rope. Hope you enjoyed listening to the Music Crossroads of Texas. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. The shows are available on the website at kttz.org under programs. Today's show was produced by Rachel Boyd. We want to thank you for sharing this past hour with us as we explore the diverse musical landscape of West Texas. We hope that you will tune in next week as we continue to travel down the Music Crossroads of Texas. Support for Music Crossroads of Texas on FM 89.1 comes from Caprock Cafe Sports Grill, located at 34th and Indiana and 82nd and Slide. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Caprock Cafe Sports Grill offers a full menu, bar, and popular music in a smoke-free environment. Whether gathering on game day or for an outing with family and friends, Caprock Cafe is where Texas plays. More information is at caprockcafe.com.